Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Jesus is the God we serve. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart, Father God, in an attitude of gratitude, giving you praise and thanksgiving for one more day, Father. We embrace the gifts of this day. We thank you for it, Father God. Now we surrender the day back over to you for you to unfold it according to your wisdom, your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we thank you for life, for health, for strength, for eternal life, Father God. We thank you for all the blessings, Father God, and open heaven, favor, Father God, victory, healing. Father God, we say thank you over and over. And if we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be sufficient to express our gratitude unto you and unto you alone. So we say thank you, Father God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Father, we want to say thank you, Father God, for helping us, for leading us, for guiding us, directing us. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're great and you're mighty, and you're mighty and you're great. So, Father, we surrender everything over to you. We ask that you will have your way today. Bless our services, Father, where you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified. Satan is already horrified, Father, that when we woke up this morning, oh, Father God, another day to walk, amen, in the spirit and fulfill the will of God for your kingdom. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So, Father, we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. On this another day that the Lord God he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is great and his name is greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's just the way that is. Amen. We want to welcome, amen, all of our first timers. Amen. Maybe you're flipping through the channels and you found us. Maybe you was referred to us, recommended that you stop by, whatever reason, however you got here. Amen. We want to say thank you, amen, for joining us this morning. Amen. This is a platform where we meet, amen, 6 days a week at this hour, amen, and we're going on year number 12, amen, glory be to God. So please have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served, amen, the breakfast for champions, amen, glory be to God. And man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I am Dr. Alfreda. I am your host on this morning. Amen. It is a pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. I'm telling you, amen, it is absolutely, absolutely refreshing. Amen. We pray that everybody, amen, is excited today. It's a brand new day. It's a day to start all over again. It's a fresh page, amen, hallelujah, in your book, amen, glory be to God. And what you did yesterday does not necessarily dictate what you do today, amen, because God is a God of another chance, amen. And so we want to bless him, amen. We've been celebrating Women's History Month, and we pray that everybody is getting so much. I'm getting so many, amen, good reviews, amen. Everybody likes the way the new platform, well, you might as well say it's new, because last month we did was it we Black History Month, amen. So we did the Black History Month last month. This month, amen, we're doing Women's History Month. And I had a conversation with one of the ministry partners yesterday, and she brought up a very good point. She said, there's a whole bunch of other women we haven't even touched yet. So I'm talking to the Lord. I don't know. I'm not making any promises. We have to see what the Lord say, but we might be extending this, amen, into next month. We might, amen, and then just exhaust all the women in the Bible. Find them all. Dig them up from under the rocks. Amen. Glory be to God. So we will see what the Lord says. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. Hallelujah. We started with Potiphar's wife. Amen. Glory be to God. And Sister Eve, amen, Hannah, Elizabeth, amen, Hagar, amen, Abigail, Miriam, Delilah, the Samaritan woman at the well, the Tamar, amen, glory be to God, and Martha, amen, glory be to God, Deborah, Rhoda, amen, Esther, amen, then another Tamar, glory be to God, hallelujah, it's a couple Tamars in the Bible, amen. Rahab, amen, Jezebel, amen, Mary Magdalene, Sarah, amen, yesterday was Bathsheba, whoo, my God have mercy, there's some heavy stuff coming across here, some heavy stuff coming across the airways. The good part is if you missed any of them, you can pull them all up in the archives, amen, and listen and share, amen, beloved, because we are learning, we're getting the good, the bad, and the ugly. Amen. Glory be to God. And it's a lesson to be learned. And you best believe, amen, God did not just throw these people in the Bible and their stories in the Bible because he had nothing else to do. Jezebel, glory, she was thrown to the dogs. Amen. Rahab was a prostitute. Glory be to God. Tamar had sex with her father-in-law. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Sister Shannon came yesterday. Amen. And talking about our Bathsheba moment. Hey, come on now. Come on, come on. Maybe you got a little whorish in you. Glory be to God. Come on now. Maybe you've been, hopefully you've been delivered from it. What, we're all naughty by nature. That's what the message is today. Glory be to God. They're born in sin and shaven in iniquity. But we going somewhere. We going somewhere. Amen. And you know what? As I was, and I'm about to introduce our speaker today. Amen. Glory be to God. But we see how God used ordinary people. See, oh, you got to have a license in ministry. You got to have this. No, 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 no. Jesus' great-great-great-grandmother, amen, was a prostitute, y'all. God used ordinary people. That's all he's looking for. That will say yes. Ah, come on, somebody. All right. Coming to us this morning, amen, we're going to hear about Dinah. Now, a lot of people don't talk about Dinah. She's one of those ones, amen, that a lot of people, but she's there. She's there in black and white. Amen. Matter of fact, it's about two chapters on her. Amen. Glory be to God. Dinah, so there's a lot we can learn from Dinah. But if you can get away with one walking point today, amen, you're going to be in a better condition than when you came. Amen. Coming to us this morning, all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we want to thank God for this young lady. Amen. We want to thank God for her boldness. Amen. In the Lord's kingdom. Amen. She's very bold. Amen. Very radical. Amen. And that's a good thing because the violence take it by force. Amen. Glory. But if she's scared, you won't know she's scared. And glory be to God. Amen. Because she goes forth in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. She is a prayer warrior. Amen. She is an evangelist. Amen. Glory be to God. I think she's scheduled to be ordained sometime this year in June. Amen. Glory be to God. And just a God lover. Amen. Growing and maturing. Amen. Hallelujah. Loves the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we want to thank God. Amen. For her service in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. And also her service in the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. I'm talking about none other than our evangelist, Denise Jackson. Amen. So we want to thank God for this woman of God as she comes. I want to introduce to her, to introduce her to some and present her to others. Amen. That we might receive her for her grace and her abilities this morning as she shares with us her aspect on Dinah. Amen and amen. All right. Good morning, Minister Denise. Are you there?
Yes. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for serving this morning. Thank you for being here. And thank you for being here on time. And God bless you. And the floor is yours.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. I was messed up. I got to tell y'all. I was messed up yesterday. I took a nap. I have never, when I was in the world, I never took naps. Never. Never. Very seldom, ever. And so I took a nap because I went to the gym. I want to make this real quick, but I was messed up. I text Pastor. I said, I'm so sorry I missed it. It was 7:30 at night. I thought it was 7:30 in the morning. I was messed up. Then I thought it was Thursday and it was Wednesday. Messed up, y'all. Messed up. But like Pastor said, it's a new day. And I give God glory because I've been up like 5 o'clock because I ain't want to miss this. And I set the alarm. That thing ain't never go off. I don't know what happened. But I give God glory. I just went down memory lane. You're still here, still going strong, still evangelizing, pastoring, still nurturing and equipping. Shed it, Osha. I'm old now. Yesterday is over with, like you said, but I'm ready today. So I give God glory. You're still, on the battlefield, Pastor, and equipping others. I went down memory lane for a second there when I met Evangelist Nancy, and we all have a season. I'm not just lifting, I'm lifting up Jesus, but we all have a season. And I met her, Evangelist Nadine, and I've been met Evangelist Tina and all them, and Sister Gwendolyn Richardson, because we've been churchmen, so forth and so on. So I went through, you know, that memory lane, how we had so many different challenges. But Pastor Barford, you never cease to move forward. You didn't never cease. I said you didn't cease. Even when you had your brain aneurysm, oh, shut it, oh, shot. I said I was praying. We all was praying. And I was bombarding heaven, you know, with them type of circumstances. Your prayers switch. No, they ain't the same, honey. They ain't the same like them guys, you know, give you a car and all that. That's wonderful. But when your child is sick on a deathbed, shattered, oh, shot. Let me get into the study. You know, them prayers different. Them different. They different. And I thought about Pastor Bradford. You know, I know her face when she went into that room. I'm just going through that little memory lane as I remember when she had to deal with that and came right back into the Word and God spared her. I don't know, shot. He spared her with that brain aneurysm. That is a faith and action right there, and God's mercy and miracle. We're talking about a miracle. Some people have been in this line, and some have just come and so forth. We all one body, honey. We all one body. And so, you know, she is a miracle. What forth? You know, these things come into my mind. Let's go to Dinah. And I've been on the line hearing people. Boy, they've been bringing it. they've been bringing it. I've been listening in. They've been bringing it. Tavera, Sister Gwen's granddaughter. I've never heard talk about Tamar in that sense. Dinah, Genesis 34. Her name could be spelled D-I-N-A-H or D-I-N-A. I think so. Dinah. We're going to begin with chapter 1. A local prince violates Dinah and then wants to marry her. And notice that he's a local prince. And I want to say this. Rape, I heard this a long time ago about rape. It's not even about a sexual thing. It's a sexual act, of course. But most times it's about power and control. As we've seen in Tamar, as we visit that for just a second, that was just evil, and he didn't even desire her after he had a relationship. But in this case here, this prince wanted to marry her after he violated her. Now, Dinah, the daughter of Leah, and that she was one of the wives of Jacob. Jacob had two wives, Rachel, and they were sisters. I looked at that too. So some of them was cousins and sisters and brothers. I just took a look at that yesterday. They was cousins and sisters and brothers. Now, Dinah, the daughter of Leah, when she had born to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land and was Shechem. Slow down, guys. Slow down. Now, Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had born to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land and was Shechem, the son of Hamor the Hivite. He was a prince of the country. He saw her. He took her and laid with her and violated her. That violation, as we know, is rape. His soul was strongly attracted to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob. Now, I think she was the only daughter of Leah. She was the only daughter. I don't know if the only daughter of Jacob. She had all those brothers. And he loved the young woman and spoke kindly, yeah, because Rachel didn't. She had two sons, I think Benjamin. Another son. And he loved the young woman and spoke kindly to the young woman. So Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying, get me this young woman as a wife. Now he telling his father this. Get me, yes, he done following. And I'm going to pause right there and look at that too. He done did an evil thing. The father's going in cahoots with this. Look at that. So Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying, get me this young woman as a wife. knowing that what he done did. We got to chastise our children. We can go through the Bible. I like to go on through the Bible a lot of times. Levi, I think he didn't chastise his children, and he broke his neck sitting on the porch. David didn't chastise his children as we visit Tamar for a minute. He never chastised Amnon, the brother, that the half-brother, that raped Tamar. No chastisement with these parents. That's the first thing that I see. These parents did not chastise your children. The Bible says chastise your children. Now, Dinah, the daughter of Leah, this chapter contains one of the most shameful incidents in Israel history. But, see, I told you I like to go through the Bible stories. No, one of them, when was a prostitute, they cut her body up. The Bible's deep. And send it to the 12 tribes of Judah. All 12 pieces. Come on now. Now, Dinah, the daughter of Leah, this chapter contains one of, and that was a purpose of those, it was horrible, horrific, that was sending a message, terrible message. This chapter contains one of the most shameful incidents in Israel history. A terrible crime was committed against Dinah, the daughter of Leah, but the response by her brothers was worse than the crime. We'll get that to in a minute. I told you she had brothers, a whole lot of, I think 10 of them. When the Bible shows its leader and heroes in such terrible, plain truth, we can know for sure that it is a book from God. And this story, you can't make up this. I'm just going to put it in layman terms, y'all. You don't make up this kind of stuff, cutting up nobody's body, 12 pieces. You don't make that kind of stuff up. For sure, this is a book from God. Men don't normally write about themselves and their ancestors like that. And you don't write about yourself like that. I mean, Pastor Bradford wrote many books inspired by the Holy Spirit. This kind of stuff. They went out to see the daughters of the land. When we remember that Jacob brought his family to a region. Now let's go back. Now, because, you know, God told Abraham to go to a certain place and things like that. But remember that Jacob brought his family to a region in the promised land that God didn't really want them to be in. Stop being in places God ain't want you to be in. You don't fit in certain ministries that God ain't called you to be in. Let me get away from that a minute. It seems God directed him to return to Bethel, Genesis 31:13. At this time, and his time spent in the city of Shechem did much harm to his family. He was a place he ain't supposed to be in. God didn't call him to go there. God wanted him to go to Bethel. So he had his family, and I live in the hood. Some of y'all live in the hood. I know there's people all over listening to this. It's a hood in the suburb. I don't have children. I told my nephews. They said, well, Anthony, it's a hood in the suburb. A hood is a state of mind. Jacob chose a place to live for all the wrong reasons. He wanted to be close to the city. See that? Just like when they left Sodom and Gomorrah. Still got a Sodom and Gomorrah mindset, even though God delivered you out of that. Shit, it was sharp. Still got an Egyptian mindset. He wanted to be close to the hood, Genesis 33:18. Though the city had a strong and ungodly influence. It was ungodly influence on him. God called him to Bethel, and Jacob's poor choice of a place to live left his family open to ungodly influence. Went out to see the daughters of the land. See, Dinah, she wanted to go out, and you couldn't just go out unsupervised and things like that. Dinah's desire to do this was understandably, but unwise. It was unwise for her to go there. Jacob did not make sure she was properly supervised, there go, and protected to allow unsupervised socialization in an immoral community. And, you know, in other words, I guess you come from the suburbs of Lancaster. You come down here in North Philly. You ain't familiar with no drug addicts, so you go to Kensington. You ain't familiar with nobody running in your face, give me a dollar. You ain't familiar with seeing drug addicts shooting up and you know, people in the corner maybe having sex and all that, and all that kind of stuff. And probably that's what was happening here, maybe not the drug part, but all kind of immoral acts. To allow unsupervised socialization in a moral community was a failure of responsibility on the part of Jacob and Leah. There go again, they parents. We don't know the specific family dynamics between the parents and the daughter. We don't know. And that's interesting. We don't know the relationship they had, whether she was obedient to her parents. Don't go there, Dinah. We're not excusing any type of rape. There's no excuse for rape. Like I told you, most times it's power. They say it's power. It's not a sexual thing. But it starts from a lust of the eye. You see something, you want to violate, and the pride. Because as Tamar, I keep going back there, her brother, he was prideful, thinking he can get anything he wants. And this prince did too. And David did too. Let's go through the Bible. David was a king, saying, I can get anything I want. See, it's a prideful act that starts in the heart. Dinah may or might not have gone out to see the daughters of the land in disregard to the guidance of her parents. May or may not. She might have listened to him. Maybe not. I mean, many of you have children and grandchildren. Shechem, the son of Hamor the Hivite, prince of the country, see, this dude was a prince, saw her, took her, and laid with her. Jacob's lack of attention and protection was partly at fault in his own tragedy. His own compromise made him less able to stand up to his own children and guide them as he should. David did the same thing. He didn't guide them. His children were told up from the floor. That's another story. Jacob's children knew he told his brother Esau he would go south with him, but Jacob went north instead. They picked up on this in other areas of compromise, and they used this to justify their own compromise. We compromise and try to justify it. He took her and laid with her in Valir. As for the young man named Shechem, his soul was strongly attracted. I say his soul was strongly attracted to her and even spoke kindly to her. Yet we cannot say he loved her because he violated her. You know, people talk about the reason for divorce. Devil's a liar. You ain't staying with no man that's totally abusing you, beating you down. Is that from the kingdom of God? Absolutely not. And anyone to tell you to stay in some foolishness, unless it's God will tell you that. I'll say this. I've known people who have changed. My husband, and I've known my cousin's husband. Oh, he changed. Oh, Johnny going on to heaven, but he changed. He was a man, a woman beater. Well, I should have shot. God changed him. So I'll say that. He violated her. Second, but God is not advisable to stay in a marriage. Beat me down to the flow down. No. He violated her. God, because us, we are the bride of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Jesus treats us very good as a bride. Why would you demote yourself in any type of level? Even verbal abuse is a terrible abuse. Shechem's violent demand for immediate gratification. Now, he wanted immediate gratification. That's all that's about. Made Dinah suffer greatly and had far-reaching consequences. He was attracted to Dinah, but he had nothing to do with real love. He ain't got nothing to do with real love. It ain't real love. My husband loved me when I look at the love of God. The love of God is very different from the earthly type of love. Thank you, Lord. That is a very different. The love of God. Sister Gwen and her husband, I know many people that have been married for 50, 60 years, 70 years, and so forth. But the love, not so much as the time period of marriage, not so much the time period of marriage, is I'm on a marriage, but that's a covenant thing. When you stand up there before God, you ain't just making it to your boo, honey. Let's establish this. You making a vow unto God. Jacob's lack of outrage, the anger of Simeon and Levi. Now, she got brothers now. I told you she got a lot of them, too, 10 of them, I think. And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah, his daughter. Now his sons were with his livestock in the field. So Jacob held his peace until they came. You know, see, he ain't saying nothing. Now just notice that. He held his peace. You should be talking. You wait till your sons back it up. Okay. Then Hamor and sometimes you got to wait for your backup, I guess. Then Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Jacob to speak with him. Ain't that something? The prince that violated her, he goes out to speak to Jacob. Really? Okay. Let me read further. And the son, I don't want to make this speculation. Let me read further. And the sons of Jacob came in from the field when they heard it, and the men were grieved and very angry because he had done a disgraceful thing in Israel by lying with Jacob's daughter, a thing which ought not to be done. Now, he talking to the father. Maybe would you try to negotiate something or something? Jacob held his peace until they came. This section gives the impression that Jacob's sons were far more offended and outraged than their father, nigga, than Jacob was. Upon hearing that Shechem had defiled Dinah, his daughter, he held his peace. The brothers were more offended than the daddy. Jacob's refusal to do what is right in regard to his family will encourage two of his sons to do something terrible in response. And we want to revenge, but we want to do what's right, but, you know, vengeance is God. We want take, you know, matters into our own hand. It just violates God's principles at times. Your relationship with God will still remain intact. Let's go to David. David didn't touch Saul. He wasn't no good leader, but he referenced God. So, you know, and he was victorious. That's where I'm going. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So when you stay in position with God and not to revenge people, you know, take revenge, it's more appropriate with God. He'll work it out for you real good, real good. When God-appointed heads do not take appropriate leadership, it creates a void which is often filled sinfully. That's what I'm saying. It leads you to do something out of bounds. The sons of Jacob, and the men were grieved and very angry. Ancient Middle Eastern cultures had a strong sense of family, honor, strong enough to use violence to defend this sense of honor. See, they had a strong sense of family honor. They on this earth, the fathers violate the daughters, which they did here too. Because I was just thinking, I don't want to get off course, I was just thinking yesterday about Lot's daughters. Both of them had sex, so I thought about that for a minute yesterday. I was just thinking before I came to read this. So they were brothers and cousins, and he was a grandfather and a father. Let me move on for that. The sons of Jacob. So yes, the sons of Jacob would go on to defend the family's honor in unwise and sinful ways. I don't know how long I had for this passage, but I'm about to wrap it up. There's so much more with this. I'm going to wrap it up. Hamar and Shechem seek to arrange the marriage of Dinah. Now, see that? The two father-in-laws. They not father-in-laws because they ain't married. They seek to arrange a marriage. And look at that. Look at that. You know, today we have counseling and all that kind of stuff. She could have been married and so like Tavera had talked about, where can you bring this type of hurt? When she posed that question a couple of weeks ago to Christ, because some of us might be listening have been raped, and you could be raped by a person they never had sex with you too. About that one. But Hamar spoke with him saying, "The soul of my son Shechem longs for your daughter. Here he go. Please give her to him as a wife." And he's still defending his corrupt son from the flow up. And make marriages with us. Give us your daughters to us and take our daughters to yourself. So you shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade in it, and acquire possessions for yourself in it. Look at this, look at this, look ahead now, look ahead. My grandfather said, look ahead. He making arrangements for marriage, and they can both, and financially, they can share their possessions, which if it's done in a natural way, I think that would have been good. Dwell and trade in it, and acquire possessions for yourself in it. Look at this man. He sound like, what's that other guy? That Jacob had to work for him. Sound like him. Come on, man. Then Shechem said to her, to the fathers and brothers. I didn't see this as I'm reading it now. Then Shechem said to his father and brothers, "Let me find favor in your eyes, and whatever you say I will give. Ask me ever so much, dowry and gift, and I will give according to what you say to me, but give me the young woman as a wife." And this is him after he violated him, her. But, you know, as I'm looking at this, perhaps homeboy, he he had the mannerism of his father. You see how his father is messed up from the flow up. So this man might have very much wanted to love somebody. See, let me just say this because I want to try to wrap this up real quick. I heard of the young lady a couple of weeks ago. She said, we don't do what, you know how we was young. We all, some of us 60 and 50s in that age bracket. I am. And we used to do, as our parents say, children do what they see. My little nephew said a little word the other day. I said, don't you ever say that again around me. They do with it because his grandmother cursed. They see what they see. They do what they see. But as I look at here, this man, his father was messed up from the flow. Wanted to make a drink. He didn't seek no kind of therapy and no kind of help for her. He wanted to arrange a daggone marriage and see how they could possess and trade and make money together. Some people God don't want to entangle with. Whatever you say to me, I will give. Hamar and Shechem probably thought themselves generous, but the matter of negotiating arrangement of the marriage insulted Dinah and her family even more. There you go. Whether just name your price attitude. Really? Name your price. Covering the pain and the shame, the desperation of one. Rape is a deep thing. When somebody has raped you, it's a very degrading thing. But only the love of God can take you from that low place of being shameful, baby. There's no condemnation. There's people that have been raped and by the daddy and every family member. Lying demon. Let me get off of this because I just can't stand that type of violation. You think of it, women, you know, we've been violated all kinds of ways. The counter office of Simeon and Levi, all the men of the city of Shechem should be circumcised. Here they go. But the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor his father and spoke deceitfully because he had defiled Dinah their sister. And they said to them, "We cannot do this thing to give our sister to one who is uncircumcised." An uncircumcision You know, when you circumcise, y'all, some of y'all got children, most of y'all got children. You know, when you, circumcision and uncircumcision, one means to take the flesh off. One means fleshly and unfleshly. But that it will be approached to us. But on this condition, we will consent to you. If you will become as we are, and every male of you is circumcised, then we will give our daughters to you, and we will take your daughters to us. Here they go. Here they go. This is deceitful. And we will dwell with you, and we will become one people, really. But if you will not heed us and be circumcised, then we will take our daughters and be gone. The sons of Jacob answered. Now, I just want to go on and say, but they took and slaughtered them. They slaughtered them. Her brothers, Levi and Simeon, they slaughtered them. They took the sword and came boldly upon the city and killed all the males. It was not only a brutal deception act, but it also disgraced God's covenant of circumcision. Surely with this clever act of violent deception, Simeon, as I said earlier, when you take matters in your own hand, you kind of sin. Let God of revenge is much better with him. Because then you're staying in covenant with God. They all out of whack right here, but they did. Simeon, and yes, they, you don't want nobody hurt your children and things like that. Simeon and Levi showed themselves to be the children of Jacob from a bitter, competitive home environment. They go right there. Their home environment was bitter. Their daddy doesn't seem, well, Jacob, he was a little messed up too, but God changed him to Israel. Come boldly. It's a bold plan to massacre an entire community of men under the cover of the acceptance of the man to be circumcised. It was bold in the cause of evil. They killed all of them. Killed them. Slaughtered all of them. And they killed. And they killed Hamor and Shechem, his son, with the edge of the sword. Took out everything. And took Dinah from Shechem's house and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and plundered the city because their sister had been defiled. They took the sheep, the oxen, the donkeys, what was in the city, what was in the field, all their wealth, all their little ones, their wives, they took captured, and they plundered even all that was in the house. Hold it up from the flow, killed everything moving up in there. It's a violation. So that's what I have to say. And then they replied, should you treat our sister like a harlot, a whore? Then Simeon, this was Simeon and Levi's only reply. They were correct that their sister Dinah had been abused and treated terribly, yet none of that justified their outrageous evil of mass murder. They killed everything up in there, y'all, the donkeys and everything, took the children. Enslaving women and children. They took the women and made them slaves. The same thing that their father wanted to, that would have been the same thing. He would have tried to have dominance over them. Now look at it. When Jacob was about to die, he prophesied over each of one of his children. See, they, Shemaneh and Shekiah and all that. All his Jacob, I'm going to say this in the closing. Jacob named all his children, and half of them was messed up from the flow. He said, Simeon, you're going to do evil. Levi, you ain't going to be right. And I read some of it years ago about each one of his children, but he prophesied it happened. Half of them was messed up from the flow, I'm trying to tell you. When Jacob was about to die, he prophesied over each of his 12 sons. This is what he said about Simeon. Oh, here it goes. And Levi. Simeon and Levi are brothers, instruments of cruelty. See, from the time they had did that vain act, thank you, Holy Ghost, they had been just cruel. They continue to be cruel and just wanting to kill everything. See that murdering spirit. See, this is what he said about Simeon and Levi. Simeon and Levi are brothers, instruments of cruelty, are in their dwelling place. That's all they're going to do for the rest of their life. Let not my soul enter their council. Let not my honor be united to their assembly. This is Jacob asking the Lord to help me, but they messed up. For they anger, they slew a man, and they self-willed, they hamstrung an ox. Cursed be the anger, for it's fierce, and for their wrath, for it is cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Genesis 49:5-7. Messed up from the flow up, y'all. That concludes. They were just messed up from the flow. On the little computer. And so that they went on. The tribe of Levi was also scattered because of the faithfulness of this tribe during the rebellion of the golden calf. His tribe was scattered as a blessing throughout the whole nation of Israel. Both were scattered. Both was a blessing, and the other as a curse. See, that went on all the days. See, when you don't do what is right and take things in your own matter, some of them be a blessing, some of them be a curse. Jacob repented. Their father did, so the day was messed up. That concludes. Pastor Bradford, back to you. I thank God for the awesome privilege. Father God, I glorify your name. I thank you for this privilege. I thank you for the someone is coming tomorrow to bring the word, and I thank you for the 5 a.m. Pastor be there, and I pray that someone, hallelujah, we don't just preach this to be preaching and bring the word. I pray that someone will come when she does the 5 o'clock a.m. service, and even this study, Father God, somebody can relate to being raped. It could be a man or a woman. Thank you, Holy Ghost. They can relate to being this violated, this violation. But there's no condemnation. Hallelujah. God can take you from the shame and the blame and bring you into a rightful standing. Hallelujah. Cover you under his wings in the name of Jesus and present you faultless, not scarred and marred. Huh? Thank you, Holy Ghost. Not scarred and marred any longer. You ain't scarred by your wound. You're made whole and set free in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. To God be praise, glory, and honor. Thank you, Evangelist. Amen. Denise, we thank God for you and your presentation. Amen. Very complete. Amen. Glory be to God. I was taking some notes and some bullet points here. Glory be to God. And we see here, glory be to God, on your thorough presentation of Dinah. Amen. One action. Amen. Caused a series of bad events, as we saw yesterday also with Bathsheba, amen, and David. One action where she veered off, amen, hallelujah. She went out there in the world. She was a party girl. She was a party girl, amen. Glory be to God, who was date raped. Glory be to God, hallelujah. But that one action of going outside of Canaan, amen, caused this series of events, the rape, amen, everybody getting killed, amen, glory be to God. And we see here, beloved, and Dinah, amen, as our minister Denise has pointed out, where Satan has a well-developed plan to get you. You best believe it, that boy is, he's a master strategist, amen. He has a well-developed plan, amen, and we are not to be ignorant of his devices, amen, glory be to God. And you said something else. He was talking about Leah, amen, and Jacob. Well, we know Jacob had the two wives, amen. Leah, he didn't really love Leah, but Leah was the one making all the babies. She had the 10 sons, and Dinah was the last one, the one girl. But he didn't love his wife. But we see that. Look at the consequences in that family. He was an absentee father, as you pointed out, because if he was there, he would have been guiding his daughter and telling his daughter, no, baby, no. He was an absentee father because he didn't love Leah. He loved Rachel. See, glory be to God. That lack of love, amen, glory be to God. And he would have taught her to come out of the world, but she went in the world. As a matter of fact, she loved the world a little bit. Glory be to God. Huh? And so, beloved, we want to thank God for this presentation today. It's a lot to be learned. Amen. And I think, amen, what I'm walking with, the thunder of today's presentation, is stay out of Satan's world. Stay out of Satan's world. Amen. Glory be to God, and you're going to be all right. And that's all Dinah had to do. Amen. She had no business. I think it was verse number two, Sister Denise, when you started reading, I think it was in verse number two. Glory be to God. She got used to spending time with the pagan people. See, you got to stay out of Satan's world. Love not the world, neither the things of the world. Glory be to God. Stay out, because there's consequences. And look at these devastating consequences. Amen. Devastating. Amen. And to God be praised. Amen. Amen. You know, when I was looking also, I didn't hear her name. I know her name also means judgment, and I think you gave a definition of her name, of Dinah. But saints, amen, one decision. How many of us have made one decision and regretted it for all of our life? Amen. Be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, slow to move. Amen. Be slow. Amen. In Jesus' name. Minister Denise, we are excited. Amen. We know that you have an ordination service coming up in June of this year. Amen. Where you will, amen, receiving your credentials as a licensed and ordained evangelist, if I'm not mistaken, a licensed and ordained.
God be the glory. Yes, ma'am. Amen. God be the glory.
Amen. Yes. Amen. We applaud that. Amen. Long overdue, but right on time. Amen. Glory be to God. So we, amen, celebrate, honor you. Amen. And know it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. And because there is so much work to do. But the good part is you're not waiting to get no papers to work. Amen. Glory be to God. You've been working all the time. That's what qualifies you. You've been working all the time.
Do the work.
Amen. David was working all the time when God called him on the backside of the desert. See, God finds you working. Glory be to God. So many people want to be promoted, amen, from a place of do nothing. It don't work that way. Amen. So we thank God for your awesome, awesome, amen, presentation. Very thorough, very complete. So much we can learn on the life of Dinah. Amen. One decision, one decision, one decision. Amen. Glory be to God. All right, and you fathers out there, love your children, even if you don't love your wife, even if you don't love your husband. The Bible plainly says that God, that Jacob, he didn't love Leah. He loved Rachel, but Rachel couldn't have no kids, and Leah was knocking it out. And you know, we know another thing that go to show, Minister Denise, as we close, just because somebody have sex with you don't mean they love you. Because he didn't love Leah. But Leah had 11 kids for him. Just because somebody having sex with you don't mean they love you now. I think you touched on that too. And the one he loved, her womb was closed until much later on. Amen. When she gave birth to the two and died in childbirth. All right, women.
And Pastor, women, they was different types.
Keep the cookie. All right. Just because, no, if you love me, you give me some. No, if you love me, amen, you wait. Come on. All right. Y'all know I get raw and righteous. Yes. Go ahead, sister. Amen.
No, I was just saying, when I look at Rachel, Benjamin and Joseph was her children, Rachel, Benjamin, and they was upstanding. They, you know, them two kids, you know, especially Joseph, you know, he had a very good, pure heart, and Benjamin did too. He was the youngest out of all of them, you know, because he prophesied to all 12 of his children. And Simeon and Levi, he told them, y'all going to be cruel all your life. And they were. They were a bunch of murderers, them two, and the rest of them. So, but I don't know if it had any character to do with their parents, you know. But Leah, I just want to say this, but Leah, God saw the wounds like Hagar when the maid of Abraham, but God saw her wounds. He saw the neglect. Now, you could be neglected by man and accepted by Jesus. So that's all I want to say, because she was neglected. Yeah, she was neglected by her husband, but the love of God, God loved Leah greatly, even, you know, besides her unlove, you know, in the earthly matter. But he loved her, and if she could receive the love of God, that breaks the shame and the rejection of man. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. I know I'm talking to a bunch of young folks. Amen. Glory be to God. We're about to give the benediction. Amen. I never forget one of the mothers. Amen. Glory. Because a lot of our young people are just so deceived because they think if somebody's having sex with you, they love you. But I never forget something she said. Well, she said, baby, she said, it's all warm. She said, yours is warm and hers is warm too. So come on, y'all. Wake up. One bad mistake can cause all devastation. The whole family was killed. Her brothers did a nasty thing. They killed everybody. But none of that would have happened, amen, if she wasn't out there searching for something. All right. That's enough on that. Very thorough, very complete. Thank you so much. Looking forward to your ordination service in June. It's not on my calendar yet, but we'll put it on the calendar. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and all the honor. Thank you again. Amen. All right. Amen. That's Evangelist, amen, Denise Jackson. Amen. Glory be to God, speaking on Dinah. Amen. Oh, there's some awesome stuff here. There's some deep stuff. This will make you want to be a Bible student. Glory be to God. Take these stories and go deeper and go deeper and go deeper and go deeper. And look, deep calleth unto deep. Glory, and keep going deeper. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We can learn something. Amen. We can help somebody. We can be changed ourselves. Amen. Glory be to God. Some of us out there peeping and sliding and slipping around. Come on now. Glory be to God. All right. All right. That's enough on that. Okay. We will be at the altar prayer today at 12 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock. Come on and join us this Friday night. Amen. It's our amen praise party night. Tomorrow afternoon, 3 o'clock, is our group page. We have a Facebook group page. Amen. We're calling it Expanding Your Capacity to Lead. It's our first one, so we're testing the waters. Come on. Amen. Let us grow together. Amen. Just accept the invitation. Amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Tomorrow we'll be learning about Ruth. Okay, the Bible has a lot to say about old Mother Ruth, Mother Ruth, Mother Ruth. Amen. And to God be all the praise. And then on Saturday, we're going to be hearing about Lot's daughters. And as Minister Denise alluded to them, oh, Jesus have mercy. Woo, my God have mercy. Is the Bible a book of drama? It's a book of drama. My God, hallelujah. But you know what? God can move in the midst of drama. He can straighten all that stuff out if you give God a chance. Amen. That's the whole bottom line. Amen. Regardless of which direction you're coming, give God a chance. Amen. All right. Amen. God be praised. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. I don't think I'm leaving something out, but I probably am. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. There's so much to share, so much to do. Amen. So we'll be, amen. We'll let you know if we're going to extend this. Say, well, you'll know because I'll be reaching out to you and giving you somebody to talk on. Amen. If we're going to reach, extend this until we exhaust every female we can find in the Bible. I'm giving you a little homework. Help me out. Amen. Make a list of all the women you can find in the Bible. Maybe you'll find a couple I overlooked. Amen. How about that? Can you take that homework assignment? Amen. Hallelujah. Just give me every female you find. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's exhaust. Let's squeeze this. Amen. And so I don't know. I'm just talking. I feel the Lord maybe moving us in this direction. He hasn't said yes, but I sort of know. Amen. And so we'll let you know. Amen. Before the week is over. Father God, we bless you. We thank you for this service. Thank you for using Evangelist Denise today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the story of Dinah. Oh, my God. What devastation. What devastation, Father God. But we see all the different components that led up to this. All the different components, Father God. An absentee father, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, date rape, Father God, going out in the world. All of these things brought about, Father God, that devastation. But through it all, Father God, the light of Christ shines. Jesus is exalted. Oh, Father God, and your word goes forth. Father, we say thank you, amen, for, amen, the insight today. Thank you, Father. God, meet us at the altar today, 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock, in the name of Jesus. Meet us back here again tomorrow, same time, place, and station. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Father God, we cancel bad news. We cancel sorrow. Father God, help us to be active in the lives of our children and the lives of other people, Father God, and encourage. We can't, Father God, make them do nothing, but Father, help us at least try. Help us at least try, Father God. We don't see nowhere in the Word, as Minister Denise said, where anybody even tried to touch Dinah, Father God, until it was too late. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us. Help us, and we say thank you that your help is always available. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. The Lord bless thee and keep thee and make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. Jesus Christ is Lord as we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. Love you, love you, love you. Amen. Again, thank you, Minister Denise, and everybody online. Amen. Everybody visiting, everybody that comes every day. Amen. Lottie Dottie, everybody. Amen. Blessings to you. To you and to you. Amen. God, walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation, it is already here.
said, like Jeremiah, won't leave me alone. I'm gonna sing to the Almighty power.
Jeremiah,
oh, fire. Shut up in. like Jeremiah. He won't leave me alone.